David Sacks was born in Memphis, Tennessee on August 1, 1952. In 1990 and 1991, the pianist and composer was honored by the Memphis City Council by having two of his songs, In Memphis and One Last Bridge, adopted as official songs of Memphis in unanimous resolutions. His music manuscripts are in the Library of Congress. David has demonstrated empathy and compassion for those less fortunate, made special effort to assist in community endeavors for the physically challenged, and has supported community service efforts for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital founded by entertainer Danny Thomas. David was a radio personality in Memphis for more than 5 decades. He began working for the 10-watt, Memphis State University campus radio station known as WTGR in 1969 at age 17. David was also a member of the Wake Up Crew at radio station WEGR, Rock 103, for several years with the late John Bad Dog McCormack. David, as an explorer scout, developed an interest in amateur radio as a teenager and has an extra class license, WK2B, from the Federal Communications Commission. David, along with other students, placed WLYX Lynx Radio at Southwestern College at Memphis, Rhodes College, on the air in 1971. He was a periodic and regular contributor to the station, hosting his own program throughout the years 1971 through 1992. WLYX was destroyed by a construction accident when an earth mover tore the support wires out of the ground supporting the antenna tower. The antenna cable was pulled through the back of the main transmitter wall. WLYX was a legacy of great entertainment for the Memphis community and surrounding area, and was the voice of Southwestern Rhodes College for more than 20 years. The equipment was damaged beyond repair, and the administration and the faculty abandoned the idea of rebuilding the radio station. He was honored with a scholarship from Rhodes and returned to college in 1991. David was a regular contributor to WLYX, hosting his own show, before Southwestern sold the station's license to Memphis State University in 1982. David was heard on Saturday evenings from 9 p.m. till midnight Central Time on WUMR for many years and was one of WUMR's longtime on-air personalities. He attended Rhodes College and the University of Memphis as a student majoring in music. In 1972, David was a guest in the Cambridge, Massachusetts home of Professor John Kenneth Galbraith, author of The New Industrial State, chairman of the Department of Economics at Harvard University and United States ambassador to India under President John F. Kennedy. In 1974, he spent a year working and studying in Israel along with students from Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Colgate, Baylor and Oxford universities. In 1975, he was a piano student of Art Beyer at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, and the late Herbert Herman at the University of Memphis. He's played Steinway Hall in London and New York and included in the Steinway Registry. David's travels include many states throughout America in addition to Scotland, England, and Canada. He lived in San Francisco, California in 1975 and Greenwich Village in New York City in 1978. David, as a real estate professional and member of the Fair Housing Committee of the Memphis Area Association of Realtors, dedicated himself to addressing the needs of fair housing while at the same time aggressively opposing and fighting predatory lending practices. David was also a member of both the Tennessee Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. On August 16, 1977, the day Elvis Presley died, David was visiting Graceland as a guest. On January 8, 1993, Elvis' birthday, David was honored by Graceland and the United States Postal Service as the recipient of the first officially canceled Elvis Presley First Day cover. Recognized by the nation's stamp collectors as a great national treasure. Along with the piano, stamp collecting is a great passion of David's. He was the 2019 recipient of the Mid-South's most coveted trophy for stamp collecting, the Marshall Trophy, presented to him by the Memphis Stamp Collectors Society. David has also been the crossword puzzle author for Lynn's Stamp Weekly for several years. These days, you'll most likely find David practicing the piano on the Rhodes College campus. Thank you for visiting David's webpages. May God bless you always.